I view infatuation different.
Okay.
For myself. Like, for instance, I could say I look at Rose and be like, damn, I'm infatuated with her. I want her. Gotta have her. So it's like, I look at infatuation like, are you infatuated with the person for sex? Are you infatuated because they got money? Are you infatuated because they're intelligent? What is it that draws you to this person? And then it's like, once you get this person, do you still want this person? And so many times I say that, because with women, they infatuated with men because of money, because of what they drive, stuff like that. So it's like, are they really wanting someone to love them, or are they just infatuated with, girl, he dressed nice? That's just like if a woman run across somebody like, let's say it could be Usher. She infatuated, oh my God, it's Usher. She's jumping up and down, flipping over. But it's like, does she really want him, or is she just infatuated? So to me, infatuation is like a fantasy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a fantasy. I can relate to that. I found myself infatuated by a few men in my time.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I was always infatuated with looks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a fantasy.
I was like, I don't care. You know, I was infatuated with looks. I just wanted one night stand and keep moving with them. I mean, I didn't do it, I'm being honest. But that's what went through my head. So, yeah, I think that's kind of like a fantasy.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Oh. Any other ladies and relationships y'all can relate to?
Yeah. Oh, I think that is. Let me speak on it. Okay. Okay, this is what I was going to say. It's funny we're talking about this because I've been in this situation, oh my God, 4 or 5 times. but guess what mine was? I was infatuated with guys who I thought we shared the same chemistry. So mine, it wasn't about the looks. It was about we could hold a good, intelligent conversation. Okay. And every time I'm around them, I felt a connection. I said, wow, I like that guy. I think I'm going to write him a poem. Then he'll write me a poem, and then I'll write him one. But then later, I found out that it still wasn't the same energy. I was still putting in more sacrifices. You get what I'm saying?
Basically,
so,
right.
Just like, I think what Melvin was saying about sometimes you make more sacrifices than the other person. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Purple, is it more like you were falling harder for him than you, or you thought it was becoming something that it really wasn't, but it was like them because of the connection that you guys had, but he wasn't feeling the same way, or you felt like, damn, he don't really like me like that? Is it something like that?
Exactly. I was more like a big sister, or like, oh, you just, you're a great friend, but it never left the friend zone. So, I think that is a very painful feeling because you think you invest in, and you think that this person, y'all got a lot in common when you find out, oh, they just want to keep you in the friend zone. I mean, literally, and that's it. You never go out on a date. They never even get an opportunity to see your other side or nothing. They just keep you straight in the friend zone. And to me, I don't know. I mean, some people say that's good because I didn't get hurt by it, you know. But I still got hurt because it was somebody who I thought would make the good. We would make a good couple. You know, everybody look at hurt different, you know.
Are you a Virgo?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Stay away. Stay away from the Virgos.
Oh,
what? My daughter mother's a Virgo. Stay away.
I'm a Virgo as well too, and this is why I'm identifying with her, right?
Oh my goodness.
Big game, right? We Virgos, we give too much too fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but like I said, mine be more emotional. It don't be a physical. It be just
even that. No, that's what I'm getting at. Writing a poem is giving too much too soon.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is something. I never thought about that.
I've written poems to women, and they was all into me. But as soon as I wrote them a poem, all of a sudden, they just backtrack. They start talking to me. Just ghosting me.
Exactly. And you're right. That's a quick way to get ghosted if you write. That's a quick way to find out if somebody likes you too. If you
You know what I'm saying? Unless it's mutually given back. And you will know because the person that's giving it back to you, they're not going to wait for you to do anything to give freely and willingly.
Right. That's right. They're going to be doing that first. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's true. That's why I just, because of those experiences I've had, I decided to chill out in the dating thing because, I mean, I only had one experience here in Georgia since I've been living here the past 4 years where I like somebody and then they just keep me in the friend zone. I said, I am not going to let that happen to me again. I said, I've been there. You know when they say the man supposed to chase you? If he ain't chasing me, and it's gotta be obvious that he after me, then that's when I'm gonna say, okay, this might be something.
Okay.
But, no, that makes sense.
That makes sense to me.
I never experienced that in a friend zone. I always friend zone everybody.
Okay.
You always friend zone everybody?
Yeah.
Wow. How come?
Because I don't trust people. And I was going to get there only one more thing, because that's all they talk about is how cute I am. Like, I'm trying to be that. I know I'm cute, so thank you. But,
you know,
like, I hate.
So, Tiffany. So, Tiffany, what would you think if a man said to you, I don't want your body, I want your soul? What would you think?
I heard that before. All back to the same. To me, it all goes back to the same thing because I'm an Aquarius. I listen and I pay attention. And I feel like your accents want to speak louder.
Yeah, that infatuation thing, like I said again, I just think that like with so many people, we want what we like, we want things that we can't have. You know, like people lust over, infatuated over celebrities. And they just everyday regular people, but because they're who they are, it's like a person saying, can you imagine if I was able to get with a Janet Jackson or a Halle Berry or somebody? Oh my God, you know, it's like that infatuation, you know?
But,
and it's like, then once you get that person, you're like, man, it wasn't even what I thought it was going to be. And then it's like, but, infatuation gone.
Yep.
So it's almost like, to me, like a lust. Like we lust for things that we haven't had. And then once you get them, it's like, that's why I always say, when a woman sleeps with a man, it's almost like, in their mind, it's like, once I sleep with him, will I see him again? Will this be the last time? Will he come back? Or will it be one and done? And then you got men who go through that, where women be like, one and done. Because you got women that carry it like men now.
Yeah, you got women like that. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
And that's what makes, that's why I say it makes dating in a relationship game so difficult, because people put on a mask and nobody really says what they want. Like I tell people, if we was to be honest and say, look, man, I'm just trying to sleep with you, that's what it is, would people respect it more and would less people get hurt versus, oh, I want to make you my wife. Oh, I want you to be my husband. Oh, I'm so in love with you. Oh, I'm not dating anyone but you. And then it's all a facade in the game.
So that actually happened to me. There was a guy, and he was like, hey, and he wanted to talk to me, and then he was just like, so what do I want? And I was like, and I explained to him what I wanted, like a relationship in the long term. I want to be married one day, you know? And he was like, oh, well, I just want to tell you. I said, oh, well, I think you met the wrong person, because I don't get down like that. Come to find out, he was a doctor, so he had just came from getting, like, he was going through a divorce, and I'm thinking, like, damn, is he just that big-headed because he's a doctor? After a while, I found out the doctor, and I'm like, yeah, I don't get down like that, even though I'm kind of a doctor. And everybody like, you stupid, you should have talked to him, this kind of thing. No, I'm not like that. I'm not, I can't just sit and just access to somebody because they want to. Like, no.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm standing together.
So is it, so is it better for people to be honest, or is it better for people to continue to lie?
It's, I think it's better to be honest, because I respected his honesty, but that just wasn't me, you know?
Right.
And I let him know that, and he was okay with that, and he, I guess he was doing, because I ain't come to him after that.
Oh, that's true. It's better to be honest, though.
I love when people are honest. I like honesty over anything, because I get to choose what I want to do with it.
We can all say that we want honesty and so forth in a relationship, and that's really idealistic, but I don't think that it's truthful. I don't think that it's even honest to say that you want honesty.
You want
because in every relationship, there's a dynamic. But the power dynamic in every relationship is never spoken of. It is presumed. And usually the person that's in power in the relationship, they usually do something to assert their dominance over the other individual.
I don't know.
Usually, like for instance, the female that will talk to other dudes, knowing that this one dude really wants her and he's doing everything to be with her, but yet she'll talk to other dudes to make him feel away or make him feel jealous. A woman is asserting her dominance over that dude, especially if she takes him back and say, "Oh, let's be together."
Yeah, that sounds just like my baby dad, but guess what? Not if he already knows, except that he already did everything he already done. Like,
no. All I'm saying is power and power is never talked about. It is assumed and presumed.
Right, but that's why when they ask me something, I say, you better be mindful what you're asking because you might not like my answer.
You're right.
That's what you're going to want to tell you too.
But here's the thing though, right? If you think that a dude is giving you everything that you want, as far as, you know, giving him a chance to try to be in a relationship, then why would you talk to other dudes? It's either you try and see if this is the one or you don't. You know what I'm saying? But talking to other dudes and, you know, somebody really wants you and they're trying their best to give you everything that you want, and the only reason that you're saying, "Oh, well, I'm not going to give him what he wants because I know that that's what he wants," that's, you're playing a power dynamic game. You're asserting dominance over him and letting him know that what he wants is not as important as what you want.
So didn't someone say that it's always better to try to communicate, because communication in the beginning would actually, you know, knock out or, you know, smooth out some of those kinks of assumption, you know, to get into this and, you know, this is going to go somewhere. I know this is the right person, but then it's like, damn, this is not what I thought.
But then you move on. So all I'm saying is, if you're honest, if you're truly honest and you don't know that if that's the dude that you want, then you should say so. But most females are not going to do that when they're playing a power dynamic. Is all that I'm saying. And most people don't talk about, you know what I'm saying, whether or not, you know, they're gonna consider the other person and what they want to do or this, that, and the other. I know plenty of dudes that's like that. I know females that's like that. Oh, I'm gonna let that motherfucker think whatever they want to think. I'm gonna do me.
So do any of the women or the other male on the phone, on the call, have you ever done that? Melvin, have you ever, you know, been in a relationship like that, or are you doing
that? Yes, my ex-wife did that to me. I thought I was in a marriage, but she was fucking doing whatever she wanted to do.
So did you talk about it before you got married, or you just jumped into the marriage?
No, like I said, we didn't talk about any power dynamic. Right. She assumed that things were going to be one way, and I assumed things were going to be another way. And we never talked about what that way was.
So the relationship, pretty much, that was the bill was based on assumptions. So maybe somebody really wanted, right, what the other person wanted.
Well, there you go. And see, but this is a misunderstanding with most relationships. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know what I mean, here in the U.S. per se, because most women, they don't follow their man's lead.
So what happens when the women do follow their man's lead when they speak up there? You know, and I don't know if you can answer it because I think you would have to experience it. And I'm only asking because I experience it, because I'm one of those, I guess I'm going to say, a real woman, because I speak up and I tell you what I want or what the expectation is going to be. You know, and if it's not, then, you know, you can either be my friend, or, you know, like you said, we can move on. But what happens when the other party or don't want to move on? You know, what is that about? And then the other party that has the expectations of, this is what I want out of our relationship, you know, and they start doing things, and it's like, oh, so now you're seeing this person, or, you know, it becomes a conflict. So,
this is where people have to be honest with themselves first. Mm-hmm. You see,
be honest with themselves first. And you have to realize that, hey, do you really want this? And are you willing to make this, prepared to make the sacrifices to make sure that this thing works or not? You know what I'm saying? And that's where I think honesty should begin in relationships. Are you being honest with yourself, first of all? If you're not honest with yourself, there ain't no way you're going to be honest in the relationship. But like I was saying, when it comes to power, when it comes to the power dynamic in a relationship, that is never spoken about. It is assumed. It is assumed and it is presumed. Most men presume that a woman is going to follow his lead in the relationship. That's what most men expect. Most men expect their women to follow their lead. Most men don't expect to follow their women, to follow what their women do. And most men expect their women to follow their lead, to assist them in what they're doing. Now, if the woman comes into the man's life and she already has something, well, that's more, that's greater than what he got, well, then that's up to you, bro, to decide whether or not, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna follow your woman's lead, you know what I'm saying, and better your life that way and whatnot. But that's a whole nother conversation. But I'm just talking about expectation. The expectations for most men, when they get into a relationship, is that a woman is going to, his woman is going to follow his lead and assist him in building a better life. That is automatically assumed, and most men think that when they get with a woman, that is automatically assumed in their minds. But from what I've experienced, that almost never happens. That almost never happens. We get in relationships, and it's all about sex. But like you said, like we're talking about tonight, infatuation and so forth, and so, things don't get constructively built, or you have a situation where somebody, a man or woman may have gotten married. They may have spent a whole lifetime together, but they've been miserable the whole goddamn time. Then they divorce and it's nasty, and then it's a fight for everything that they got.
Right. Oh, well. And also, you know what? I was going to say, I see what he said about it's assumed that the person is going to follow, the woman is going to follow the man's lead. So I'm going to tell you something. It's almost like we're living at a time now where women are so independent that I don't know if that's why a lot of times when people do come together and they like I said, they're assuming that this person is going to help support what their business and dreams are and vice versa. And sometimes it don't happen. And people do grow apart. Because when I was married, that's what happened to me and my husband. He just assumed that I was going to do what he say. In other words, have the same idea and dreams he had. But no, I had my own. You know what I'm saying? And my vision and goals was the opposite of what he was trying to do and build. So it's crazy. It can be a conflict. But it wasn't like infidelity played the key role, even though he did step out. But the main thing was we had nothing in common like we thought when we were best friends in high school. You know, it can be a real illusion when you're, you know, friends. And then when you get married, I'm talking about, I'm into writing and poetry. He hated writing and poetry. And I'm going to writer's retreats. He thought it was wasting my money, but that's what I wanted to do. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes a woman, in order to follow your goals, you're going to have to do the opposite of what that man is, whatever he's doing, because he's not going to support you on your mission, you know?
So I looked up the word infatuated.
And it says, okay, here we go.
Possessed with an intense but short-lived passion or admiration for someone. And then it says, does infatuation turn into love? Infatuation does not always turn into love. Sometimes it stays that way until the relationship comes to a close, either because the object of infatuation fails to live up to the fantasy or because they did not reciprocate the feelings. That said, infatuation can turn into love sometimes.
Wow. Can you send that to Rose?
I already did it. I'm just blaming whoever. I did my homework.
nothing is impossible.
Tony's a bad. He's gonna post it though. That's what's up. That's how you do it. Because you can relate to things like that once you start connecting, right, doing research, and right, say, you know what? Let me look at what I'm going through right now. Because I can tell you right now, I've been with a man for 6 years, going on 7 years, and I love him, but I ain't in love with him. This nigga pissing me off. Because exactly what we're doing. I didn't lead him on. I told him from the gate when we first met what my, you know, what from day one.
Right.
And I don't want it. But then when I'm listening, like, he start pulling or anything, he ain't seeing all the women. I'm like, what do you want from me?
Control.
Right. He wants complete and total control.
Hey, bro, we said that ain't gonna happen.
No, that ain't gonna happen with me because
I don't
know. He said, you know, what you bring into the table, you know, you want this 50-50 life. I said, I'm bringing me. And if you fall down, I'm gonna pick you up. I'll ask you to pay my bills.
Exactly.
And I figure out a way if I don't have more content rough. So, right, with that being said, if you're watching that, you know, over the course of these years, and you tell me, oh, why do marriage or why do something like that have to be on a time schedule? But excuse me, it's not one way here because you're saying that, you know, in time, in the right time, I'm like, so why is your right time better, you know, or, you know, a little bit more acceptable than mine? I'm a little confused. Why can't you say, you know, when the time, or you say, oh, you want to put a time on, you want to just go get married right now, right here. I'm not about you sound like a gold digger. I'm like, nigga, all right. Gold digger, you need some medicine.
Oh, that's right.
But I swear, that's how I talk to him.
Right, right.
That shit gotta be quick.
Oh, man. I like that the way you said that. Okay.
I'm so serious. You know, I'm gonna do something shit. You know, if I'm gonna attempt to hurt someone, I ain't going to jail for no simple battery, nigga. I'm going to jail because I killed your ass. Shit.
Make it worth it, right?
Hey. No, for real. Like, there's no assumption, right? And everyone's
right.
Not like that. So, hey.
That's
I don't
right.
know if everybody else thinks like that. I don't know. Melvin, Tony,
right.
I mean, when y'all get into relationships, and this is now, it took me years to come to this. It took me a lot of experience, ups and downs, slaps in the face, crying. You know, I cried, oh my gosh, a lot because I just knew this person was going to be the, you know.
Right.
Baby daddy is my husband for the rest of my life. Shit.
Yeah, and we all been there. And you know what, Rose? I'm glad, like you said, being transparent is important. And like what Melvin and Tony were saying about, do you want honesty or do you want somebody to not tell you what they're really in the relationship for?
Right.
I appreciate honesty. And because I'm honest and direct now, it took me a minute to learn it. But after a couple of falls, you know, with those infatuations, I grew up real fast. So 3 months ago, when this guy tried to step to me, he wanted to pretend like he liked me. And when I said pretend, it's because I could see right through it. So I came out and said, okay, what you want from me? Because I'm looking for long-term relationship. So if that ain't what you talking about and want, don't even waste my time, bro. See, I cut straight now. I don't beat around the bush. I said, you ain't even going to take my number and waste my time. if you ain't looking for a relationship, because I'm not a booty call, I'm not a one-night stand, I'm none of that. And then he said, Diane, you playing hard. He said, I don't even know you. I said, and apparently, you're not going to get to know me either. And that was it. And we speak when we see each other at work, and that's it. Because I knew right away he was not about nothing. I'm serious. You can spot people better. The more experience you have, you can save yourself a lot of troubles. You know? You
right.
Really can.
You know, you can say that you're going to invest in you. Like, I'm going to invest in me. And if I invest in me, that teaches me to know my worth.
There you go.
Your penis, your money, your car, your nothing, your house, none of that is going to move me. Because I'm happy with what I have. All right?
That's
so if I ain't got my hair and nails done, then I ain't got my hair and nails done, and I ain't asking you to get it done. All I'm asking you to do is be respectful. I'm real simple. I need somewhere in a nice place. I don't like big houses no more, but I do need a nice kitchen because I love to cook, and I need a nice bathroom. You got to be clean. If you ain't clean, nigga, you got to go.
Oh, I heard.
I like military clean. I like uniform, right, left, right, whatever, left, right, left, whatever the hell they be saying. I don't know. Melvin, you know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah. Okay. And that's good. That's, like you said, Rose, we're at the point in our life, well, as soon as I hit 50, I start realizing what is important in my life. That's what's important to me. What's my goal? What makes me happy? What keeps me going? You know, it's not about what somebody else think about it. It's about what I'm doing for me to improve myself. I'm trying to be the best version of myself every day, you know.
Hey, Tiffany, how about you, Ma? You the other female on here. What's your expectation?
I don't know. I'm just listening, Rose.
Okay, Mama. How about you, Tony?
Well, for me, you know,
what do you expect out of their relationship?
You know, I look at life like this. Many women say they want long-term relationships, but I don't believe it's true. I just believe women just want to fuck just like the men do now. I'm just being real, because their mentality have changed over the years. The women used to be more soft, more compassionate, where now they're growing this mentality of screw these dudes. I'm going to be just as cold-hearted as they have been. I'll get them before they get me. And it's like women now are wanting to become like men, which is like senseless and heartless. So it's like they'll say, oh, I want love. I want a long-term relationship. But then it's like, here comes this guy investing in your children. Here comes this guy investing in you, putting in the time, spiritually, mentally, all of this. You screw them, and then it's like, oh, damn, this ain't what I thought it was going to be. He treats me good, but the sex wasn't good enough. So it's like, but you say you want love. He's giving you that. So what's more important? Is it the love? Is it the infatuation? Is it the sex? You really don't know. So it's like we at a time now where as though everybody keeps saying, oh, I want love. I could tell if a person for me. It's really hard to tell because you got motherfuckers out here with game. I'm talking game where they can kick it to you and don't sleep with you and see you for a year and don't ever sleep with you. Hang out with you, laugh, joke. We see it happen all the time. And then the moment you and this person move together, they not the person who you was dealing with. Everything is different.
Right, but could it be because today most women are working 2 and 3 jobs like men?
That's why I said, that's why I'm saying women are, it's almost like now they're taking over the role as the man. So it's like they don't feel the same. They don't believe in the men. They like,
how do you support your man if he had a rough day or he had something? You know, he out there trying to, you know, be the breadwinner and bring that where you're out there doing the same thing. Who's going to hug and embrace who?
Exactly. Right? Because the women are coming home with an attitude. Say this woman working a 12-hour shift at the hospital. Her man coming home, he just did 10 hours. You think she going to run bath water? You think she going to cook?
Hell yeah,
you think she going to tend to the kids? Well, you might, but when we talk, I like speaking in numbers. Most women would be like, man, I ain't got time. I'm tired. Shit, run me some bath water. I'm tired. You cook for the kids. I'm tired. You wash the clothes. It's like almost a war between the two parties. So it's like there is no real communication. There is no real love. Everybody's just sticking together for financial reasons to make ends meet, to get, you know, just to make it. So it's like, again, I go back to the question, do people really want love? Who keeps saying, oh, I want to be married someday. I want to be in a relationship. That ain't what, but then when they get the opportunity, it's always something. Well, then when they say, well, he wasn't this or she wasn't that. So it's almost like, screw it. Everybody just out here funning. That's why social media, you see it, TikTok. You see it, DMs.
You hear something that's important, man. You said something important, man. Because, you know, you can't have it both ways. Because what I've seen on the Antone is that, okay, the man making all the money, the man being the breadwinner, that we start hearing things like, oh, what came out of the baby boomer era? Oh, I want my own life. Oh, I want to do what I want to do. I want my own money. So now women move into the corporate structure or the corporate sector to make their own money, to become independent. And then you have Oprah telling women, you don't need men at all. You don't need men to be successful. Yeah, you don't need men to do anything. And so therefore, that drives a bigger wedge between what we think a man and a woman is supposed to be. But here's my solution. I think that there's room for a woman to give her man everything that he wants and needs, and room for you to explore your own wants and needs. I think there's room for both. I think that, or you can simplify things by finding a man that's in alignment with your needs and wants, and therefore they should therefore come close to being the same thing in some kind of way, as long as your needs and your needs and wants align. You know, like for instance, two people that want to be doctors. You know what I'm saying? They support each other the right way. You know what I'm saying? They should be more compatible versus, I don't know, a doctor and mechanic. But we've seen doctors and mechanics also be very fucking compatible as well too. It's a toss up. It's a toss up. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's, you know, you just gotta try to find someone that's more in alignment with what you want to see out of life.
And
I think that will solve a lot of the damn problems that we have.
Well, that's just like you heard Rose said. Purple said it when she said she was in the writing poetry. Man wasn't. Rose, she's trying to start her businesses and do all these things, and her other half is not supportive of it. So again, it's like we keep saying we need to align with people, but then it's like when we see these people don't align with us, then here's my question. Why keep wasting time?
Right.
One day becomes 2 days. 2 days become a week. A week becomes a month. A month becomes 6 months. 6 months become a year. By the time you look up, you done wasted 5 years with someone who done brought all this negative energy. And it's like, well, why am I doing this? Like, what am I doing this for? You know?
I tell you what, Tom. When I clicked over while you was talking, that was him. And I said, I'm on with group. I said, we're discussing relationship. I said, would you like to join? Oh, no, you know, I'm doing whatever. I'm like, okay. Well, come on if you want. You ain't got to say that. Just listen.
Right?
No, Tony just hit it. But at the end of the day, the only reason why I stay by him, I'm be honest. But when this is all said and done, and like I said, when I take off, it's a wrap, bro. I would rather stay with you, and I want you to see. I want you to see what I seeded. I was getting ready to bloom and blossom. And I would rather give it to the people that I'm helping. And because I live a real simple life, I don't need a Rolls Royce.
You know, and that's my thing. When you deal with people who don't deserve you, like today, my daughter was in the emergency room, right? And I'm on my job training, and I get the phone call, and I'm like, okay, when I finish training, I be there. And I call and I say to my daughter, are you hungry? You want something to eat? Yeah, Dad, Daddy, I want something to eat. I say, ask your mother, do she want something to eat? yeah, she want X, Y, and Z. So I grab food for my daughter, grab food for her mother, grab something for myself, and I get to the emergency room. I get in there. Now, here it is. This is a woman who's trying to take me for whatever. I'm in there. I'm concerned about my daughter. She ain't got nothing else better to say except for, yeah, your daddy has all the money. He's the man with the plan. That's why I'm going to take him for everything I can. And I act like I don't hear it. But in my mind, I said, again, here's a woman I wasted so much time with. And my reason was, I got to see my daughter grow up. I want to be there for my daughter. But she gave me all the same signs that Purple was getting from the dude. Same thing Rose getting. She never supported me. And I kept trying to, you know, oh, I'm sticking it out. I'm trying to. And it was a waste. I could have wasted 7 years of my life with somebody who really had nothing, who was like, yo, I'm all for you. Let's make this happen. And that's something that you don't get back. You can't get back that time. You know, you can't get back that time. And it's almost like no matter how you keep trying to convince yourself that I'm going to do this for this reason, my advice to anybody, I had a young lady say this to me. You can't be with somebody because of your kid. And my thing is, once a person is not for you, all ties need to be cut, because not only are they not for you, they're bringing their demonic spirits in your world. They're bringing their negativity into your world. Everything is going to hinder you because of their spirit and who they are being around you, versus somebody who's trying to uplift you and help you prosper. But again, when people don't support you, what's the reason for having them? It's really no reason. But we're attracted to, like, again, with that infatuation. The more a man say he don't want you, the harder you fight for him. The more a woman say she don't want you, the harder you fight for. But the people who want us, we put them through hell and be like, oh, you know. We put them through hell when they could be the right person. But the person who we don't want or don't want us, we give them all the chances and breaks in the world. And that's why I keep saying, when you talk about love, relationships, and infatuation, people out here is just hurt. And when you're dealing with people that's hurt, they put yeah, and they put all of their negative stuff on you, you know. And I just see, like, how my brother even said it to me: the moment you get away from this girl, everything gonna take off, and it did, you know. So it's like, now my whole thing is, only thing I can do is continue to pray, try to be there for my daughter. But in the same token, it's like I could never go back down that road, regardless of how much they say they changed or whatever, because people are who they are. You can talk to them till they blue in the face. If they concerned with you or they care about you, that's just like if your kids say, daddy, are you coming to my graduation? You should be, yeah, baby, I'm gonna be there. So if your spouse or your woman or your man say, hey, baby, I'm going to give this public a speech or announcement. You coming? Oh, yeah, baby, I'm going to be there. Man, I ain't got time for that. I don't want to get online and hear these people, blah, blah, blah. They're not supportive. Everything, they hoping that you fail. And that's the crazy thing about it. So that's why I say, man, it's just so hard out here to find someone who genuinely has your best interest. It's hard. It's hard.
He said it right though, Rosemary. You really said it.
He and this show.
Oh, yeah, I like the way he said it. That is so true.
He hit it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He wanted to add to it.
I got to add something out. Because I appreciate what he said. Sometimes we think that the person who really want to, like, if somebody shows us interest and we know that person like us, but sometimes, I mean, I ain't going by looks with this guy that I know that really like me, but I was going by other situations. Number one, long distance. He live in my hometown, Chattanooga. Number two, I never met him in person. My brother introduced us over the phone, talking about, oh, Renee, I think this guy would be great for you because he talk a lot and he real silly. But that didn't really make me want to be with him. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And then number three, he don't work a job. He hustle and make money, like cut the grass for the church, and he go and wash people's windows. I mean, he do odd stuff, you know, odd jobs. I'm sorry, y'all. And I'm not judging people, but I was thinking to myself, wait a minute. I'm gonna feel busting my butt working. I'm not gonna get nobody who just hustling, cutting grass to make a few dollars, you know. And he live on, you know, what you call subsidized Section 8. So I guess I was judging him the wrong way. But deep down, I know that y'all really like me. And I turned him off because I told him we didn't have nothing in common. And, like, you know, I started thinking about it. I hope I didn't hurt his feelings, you know. Like, you know, where he'll be, like, real cautious before he started liking another woman. Because he liked me, but I just didn't think that we had nothing in common. Was that wrong?
Well, I'm going to say this. You did what you felt. But again, many times when we say what we want, we don't even know. We overlook what's right for us sometimes because of our stereotypes. We might say, oh, he got to be tall. He got to do this. He got to do that. And then you might got the guy over there that's cutting grass, doing this and that. This man could have been the love of your life, gave you everything you've never gotten. But because of your stereotypes or the way you viewed him,
yeah,
he don't get the time of day. But if he was somebody and your brother introduced you to him, and he like, man, this man making $200,000 a year. He driving a Mercedes. He don't have no kids. Immediately, how far he live in Tennessee wouldn't even have mattered. You'd have been like, oh, I'm jumping at this opportunity. So again, is that infatuation? You know, we back to that again. So it's like, oh yeah. And again, women, and I always was told this, a woman knows within the first 10 minutes that they meet you if they're going to screw you or not. They already know. Ain't no dude that's slick to out-slick a woman. What happens is what the woman wants to happen. If she feels this, what she want to do, it's going to happen. She already know, oh, I'm going to screw him. But if not, it'll be okay.
I heard it's 10 seconds, not 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, 10 minutes might be too long. So,
That's true. Women do. They'll look and say, oh, no, he ain't giving him the time of the day. Yeah, you're right. We do.
That's why I say, man.
Exactly. You got something to say? Because I want to piggyback on that real quick before we get on.
I'm just pretty much, you know, I'm pretty much in agreement with what Tony said, you know what I mean? But, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of this has to do with us as individuals and us as people, you know what I mean? And nothing in this world is going to be perfect.
No, nothing.
That's true. That's
true.
You know, and I think we have to learn how to temper expectations. And like you say, you know, like that guy could have been the love of her life, but maybe he wasn't the love of her life. When, you know, she'll never know. You know, but it's not wrong of you to say that you wanted more though.
So
that's the tricky part about life. You know what I'm saying? And it's a balancing act. It's a balancing act.
But if you don't try it, Melvin, you don't know. So what I was going to ask Pastor is, how did you know that you didn't have a connection if you didn't? I mean, did you guys go on a date? I'm just, what made
okay, I'm glad you asked. Okay, this is what happened. We talked on the phone, like, just once a month. It wasn't even regular. And I could tell, like, from our conversations, I mean, not, like I said, there again, not judging him, but every time I talked about my goals, what I wanted to do, like I said, hey, I'm going to these writing classes, this acting, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm writing a book, and blah, blah, blah. I said, what's your goals? He said, oh, nothing. I'm good. I'm just going to cut grass and make my money. Everything was about him just living in the present. He didn't never talk about what his real future was. I said, well, do you want a house one day? He said, no, I'm good paying this cheap rent. What you mean? He didn't want to, like, do no better. Just talking to him made me say, okay, he good. I mean, I ain't being funny, y'all. And this guy was older than me. So I ain't saying everybody 65 should have a home, because, I mean, it could be circumstances where you don't. But everybody 65 don't live in Section 8 either, you know. You get what I'm saying? So I just kept thinking, well, how can he support my goals when he ain't got no goals himself?
Well, hold on, because he did have his vision happen. He already said, I'm good. I'm good cutting the grass and living in my little apartment. He met his vision. So here goes. So if we don't respect that person's vision and accept that person's vision, if they're going to be a part of our life or in a relationship, then that's it. And don't you know that there's a saying, and it's only a saying, but I run with it, that when you, as a human being, physical, in the flesh, try to touch or try to form something or mold it the way you want it, it ain't gonna never be right. It'll appear to be right, but once you get it, it's not gonna be what you want, because guess what? It has to be natural. You can't.
Right, that's right. Right.
And that's where we go wrong, because you, like, I feel like you lost, man. That was your night in shining armor.
You think so?
It's a little corny behind.
He was. I'm sorry, y'all. He was like one of the. You know how he said when you were in high school, and you said that was like the nerd, you know. But I used to hang around all the nerds, because they called me a bookworm because I'm always studying and making good grades. But I used to hang with the nerds. But then I said, okay, I gotta, you know, try to elevate my thinking, because don't nobody look at me like, oh, what, you know. And I guess.
You will worry about what other people, you know,
was saying. Because I'm thinking, in my early 50s, I'm going to get with somebody 65 to live in a assisted living Section A, and he ain't got no dreams. He don't want to go to college. He don't want to do nothing. So that's the way I looked at it, and I guess I was wrong. And because my brother said, what happened to, he said, you don't know talk about James? I said, you know, James, we just friends. We talk once a month on the phone. That's it.
Then talk once a month. Never know what that once a month can lead to, because you don't have any physical connection with him, and it's just like you said, we're just friends, and maybe that's where, you know, the universe wanted you right now, you know, with anywhere it can go with no attach, because you have strength attached, and that man straight up said, no, I'm good.
I mean, he really told me. I said, are you sure? Because I asked him, I said, if you was in perfect health, because I know you had a couple of health problems, I said, if you had the money in perfect health, would you be doing something different with your life? Guess what he said? He said, no, I'm good. I'm going to do exactly what I do now. He said, I ain't got nobody over me. I ain't got no boss. I go cut the grass. I make a few dollars, and I'm good. I mean, he sounded very content.
He's the author of his life. And you can't be mad at that. Like, you don't find men like that. That's what I'm saying. They'll try to do all this stuff, and then when they realize, well, damn, what are you giving me? You ain't even giving me a massage on my shoulder. Damn. You know, the kiss is fake. What the hell? You know?
That's what I say.
You're right. So I would never know. Like you said, I just told God that if somebody's out there, open up my eyes so I won't be judgmental with thinking that they got to be right in alignment with what I'm doing. Because it might not come like that, like you said, you know. It might not be the writer or the poet that I fall in love with, you know. Or actor. I mean, of course, that's what I want, but it don't mean it's going to happen like that, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And that's something.
I think we
very interesting.
What time is it?
Oh, I
enjoy it. We started around 9:12. It's 10:12. I said we started
by 9:15. Oh, y'all got me talking. Thank you, y'all.
I love it. Yeah, man. We got ears on here. And it's something that is so needed, because we go to every day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we do. We really do. We go through stuff every day.
Don't keep it in. If your kid is freaking nagging the hell out of you, please speak on it.
Yes.
To kill you. Don't never be ashamed. Ashamed, like, I'm embarrassed. What they gonna think of me? I can't, you know, this person. No, don't.
One of the things I think we all need to do as people is accept people where they are and who they are. You know, and not try to judge, because at the end of the day, God has the judgment. You know, we can't judge a person. That's like trying, like I have female friends who have 10 kids, a woman with 10 children. Can you imagine how many men would judge her and say, 10 kids? Man, what was she doing? Like, how many men would want her? But she could be the best woman you've ever dealt with. Because you got women out here who got one kid and still going through struggles, hard times, and treating someone like crap and can't find love with one. And you got some with none.
Right.
It doesn't define you because you know, you don't have a college degree, or you don't have a house, or you don't have a corporate job. You just want to cut grass. You know, if that's what he feel he's comfortable with, sometimes people don't want to deal with society, you know, far as like how they feel we should have. Or, you know, how you say at this age you should have this, at that age you should have that. Well, some people have different circumstances. He could have been someone who had dealing with mental illness. He could have had family members, you know, his mother or dad could have died early on in his life, which deterred him from wanting to do certain things. And he just might have felt like that. This is all I want. This is all I need, you know, because again, so many of us, this is why we can't find love, because the definition of love for so many of us is that material world. Oh, they got to have this type of car. Oh, they got to make this much money. They got to have this kind of house. And none of that stuff makes someone love you. We see that with all these celebrities who got all the money in the world. And that's you still right, got all these women that's still single and unhappy. And so do we do with the men.
That's right. So many unhappy marriages in Hollywood. Ain't that right, y'all? Celebrities. That's true.
Absolutely. You have to have the imbalance so you can balance, because then you don't know if you want to try and put some rocks, you know, on the other side to just uplift that a little bit. Even if it's not even, at least you're elevating it.
Right. Oh, and then one more point. When she said that, you made me think about other comment. You know, when you said to make it balance. And also, I was thinking about how the Bible say, try to be evenly yoked. And now I see what he's talking about. Sometimes, you know, if you know, like your, you know, values and morals is in line with somebody else's, it does make it a little bit easier in that relationship. Because, let me give you an example. Somebody believe that you should be in a relationship and they should have two wives. Well, I'm not going to agree with that. But say, if they say, well, do you agree with it or not? You know what's going on. I want another wife. So you can either accept it or reject it. Well, I'm definitely not going to accept it. So you have to know what the person wants. So when you evenly yoke, you already know where they're coming from. If they tell you what their morals, their values are. Some people say, well, I don't have sex until I get married. Some people might say, well, I ain't having sex until after, or whatever. You know, everybody got their own way of looking at values, you know, morals. So, you know, and that's another thing I've been going about. What my mama always told me. They try to find somebody that's got some of the same stuff in common with God, you know.
That's all it is, but it don't even have to be in common with God. It just has to be in a line. You are here in the physical. God is there to take care of us. So that's second is a conditioned way to go. So just try to think of you as a person right here, right now.
Yeah.
It's right. You know, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. So it don't always have to be, you know, oh, just pay attention to what this is, or you have to look and live like. No, you have to be who you are. Mm-hmm. The right thing. If that person is hungry and you got a refrigerator full of food, you got a car, go back and take them a sandwich or something, you know, or just drop it there, leave a note.
Right. There you go.
That's right. It doesn't have nothing to do with religion, and it doesn't have nothing to do with, you know, and I'm just throwing it out there because we're so stuck into what we were raised on and what we were taught, where we're stopping ourselves from living.
Yep.
You know, because I was born Catholic, so I feel what you're saying, Passion, but at the end of the day, you're a good person. Why are you being punished because you did something that you feel in your heart was right, as long as you're helping that other person.
Right.
If it's just a word, you help me. Shit, y'all all provided me with that. Who needs a psychiatrist? I got me for
right, that's right. Oh yeah, that's and I'm a very generous person, especially boy at work. I'm making sure the whole